It's Ryan Rucco and Robin Lundberg on ESPN New York 1050.
Yes, Brooklyn, we go hard here with Rucco and Lundberg on ESPN New York 1050, ESPNNewYork.com. So should the Yankees and Mets be trading together at 1-800-919-3776? There's no real rivalry there, so you and I are in agreement, Lundberg. No problem with that. But one thing we learned yesterday, at least I learned, we got a tour thanks to the Nets for taking us out to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And just from being there, I believe now more than ever that that is going to end up being an awesome rivalry between the Knicks and the Nets. Because the first thing that hits me when you walk out there is you walk out the subway, that arena is right there. There are 9 subways that go directly to the arena. You barely even have to walk outside to get to it. And it is going to be beautiful. You're actually going to be able to see into it from the street there. It looked really cool. And it made me realize like how centralized it was, which I just, you could tell. There's just an energy around there that made me believe, whoa, this thing is going to be huge.
Well, you know, of course there will be a rivalry at some point because they are in the same conference and obviously in the same city, basically, when you're talking about the extended area. But more so than that, it just made me realize that it's going to work. You know, it's going to be a success. We were standing in what was going to be, is going to be Prokhorov's suite, and it had a sweet view apropos of what will be center court. The sight lines are going to be crazy. The arena is going to be awesome, and it's the same reasons we've talked about before. You know, Brooklyn has that cachet. People hear Brooklyn, they know it. They know, you know, Jay-Z, they know Biggie Smalls, they know all that stuff. And Brooklyn people rep. You know, I was once in Vicksburg, Mississippi. I believe it was Vicksburg, Mississippi, walking down the street, and I think I mentioned the word Brooklyn for some reason, and behind me I hear, Brooklyn! You know, like, it comes out of nowhere. People from Brooklyn rep and have pride unlike any place else. And also, it's huge. I mean, it's, I think separated from Manhattan, it's the 4th biggest city in the country. In the country. So it can certainly support a team, and it will have that cachet, and people from Brooklyn will follow the team, and it will give basketball fans, because I think most New Yorkers, or a lot of New Yorkers, are big basketball fans, another option, another thing to watch. You know, the Nets, no disrespect to them now, but they aren't viewed that way. They just simply aren't. They're viewed as like that other kind of team. Brooklyn Nets, or whatever they will be called, may not be the equal of the Knicks because the Knicks are so huge right in the center of Manhattan and have been around forever, but they will be viewed.
And they will be, I think, a worthy rival. It will end up being huge, especially if those two teams end up having the kind of stars that you're hoping both of them are going to have over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. I mean, can you imagine if you did get Deron Williams and Dwight Howard in there after seeing how centralized it is, how beautiful that arena is going to be in Brooklyn, then going up against Amari Melo, CP3 in New York? That will be awesome.
Well, that would be what would kickstart it. I mean, that would be the thing that would put a battery in its back. Now, that, but I think Brooklyn natives would be patient even if they lost Deron Williams and wait for them to rebuild as they were terrible. But that's their biggest hurdle, is players. Because let's not just sugarcoat it. Deron Williams is a free agent after next season. And if they don't improve that team, there's no real reason for him to stay other than to be the face of the franchise. That is their number one priority, is making sure there is a team around Deron Williams so he has incentive to be there, forgetting Dwight Howard.
You know what else is going to be cool? Just that merchandise, man. Like, I can't wait till I can, like, wear the Brooklyn shirt. That thing, that merchandise is going to be enormous. People are just going to want to rock that. You had a good suggestion on the colors as well, I think.
All black everything. And even the hat should be like those Yankee hats. With the black, you know, Yankee symbol on the black hat.
How about a little? Can we get a little red in there
somewhere?
They'll
have to add another color for the uniform to spice it up, but they got to go that way.